4 points. Going into the second last week of regular season play, that's the margin between playoffs and an early exit for the Portage College Voyagers. The top six teams go through to the Alberta College's Athletics Conference playoffs that begin at the end of February. Portage is currently sitting in the league's bottom spot, 4 points back of sixth-place Concordia, who they play this coming weekend. The Voyagers played Nate last weekend, splitting the home-and-home series, winning on Ooks Ice in Edmonton on Friday night 8-5, but losing at the Bold Center in Saturday's rematch 4-3. Saturday's game was a nail-biter, with both teams deadlocked at 3 going into the third period. Portage fought through 4 early shorthanded shifts in the first 5 minutes of the period, including a tiring 5-on-3 defense with Voyagers Liam Visram and Brady Stang serving separate minor penalties. The Ooks game winner came at the halfway point of the final frame, on a bad puck bounce behind the Voyagers net that tricked Portage netminder Alex Brusso, and gave Ooks forward Eric Lacombe an open net gift. The Voyagers poured on the pressure in the final minutes, pulling Brusso with 90 seconds to play, but couldn't tie the score. Chances. They were fighting for every point, said Voyagers head coach Kevin McClelland in an interview for the ACAC website after Saturday's loss. Tonight was a huge game for us, said McClelland. We should have at least got a point, maybe two, but we didn't, so now we've just got to go take care of things one game at a time. That next game, the first of the final four in the regular season, is back on Bold Center ice this Friday, February 10, at 8 p.m. when the Voyagers face the Concordia Thunder. The Voyagers finish up the doubleheader against the Thunder on Saturday night in Edmonton. Going into Friday's game, Concordia has lost 3 of their last 3 games, keeping their points total for the year at 15. The Voyagers earned 2 points for their Friday night win against Nate, giving them 11 points going into Friday's matchup. 2 wins for the Voyagers on the weekend would put them in a tie with Concordia for the final playoff spot. The Voyagers' final regular season games are on the February 24 weekend when they face off with Briarcrest College, the league's current fifth-place team. Concordia's final games of the season are against Augustana, the league's current third-place team.